What?
Go ahead, it's recording. Oh, God. I said this, hurry up before it stops.
Yeah, I think it's fine.
Well, don't worry. Of course, I'm going to edit this while we're talking.
Yeah, stuff, say so. Let me know when you start talking. I'll wait for your intro.
All right, here goes the intro.
Okay.
All right. Finally, welcome back, everybody. This is the FML podcast. Yes, that's right. I said it. This is, I forgot what episode this number is. Oh, anyways, who cares? I got Savvy Man here.
Blow it out your ass.
Hey.
Oh, of course, there's D-Bone, your sister, Derek.
How y'all doing?
I'm really pissed off.
Yeah, I was earlier trying to get this stupid Skype.
Yeah, that was D-Bone. That wasn't Duke Nukem or anything. That's what I picture D-Bone would sound like, judging by his figure. I picture
nice
you running
person.
All day, and people look at you, it's like, blow it out your ass.
No, that's what he says to the people who are taller than him, since he hates taller people.
There are people taller than him?
Yeah, there is. I don't like him at all. Not at all.
So how's that new car working out for you?
Yeah.
That tiny little new car?
That much. It's awesome. It's fast, but it's not comfortable, so that's going to be an issue.
What kind of car is it?
It's a little BMW M series. I like it, but
M3,
I mean,
right?
Huh? Yeah, it's an M3.
Sweet.
I don't know. Awesome. We'll see. I'll have to drive in the summer when I can actually put the top down and probably stick my head out the top.
Yeah, I was gonna say, do you have to have the top down to fit in it?
Comfortably, yeah. Like, I've got neck issues as it is, so I don't have to like bend down more. Because I'm a tall torso person, not a long leg person. So
there's some kind of joke in there somewhere, but I'll let that slide.
It's all right, man. But yeah, I'll stick with my Lexus as my go-to. That's my babe.
Nice. So what you guys been up to? I know I haven't done this shit for like almost a month.
I've got a couple of little stories. Most recently last night I got to see the Blue Man Group, so that was pretty cool. Do y'all know what that is?
Yes.
Alright, make sure. Just quick summary for anybody who doesn't know. It's a bunch of percussionists who play these weird instruments like pipes and use a bunch of neon lights in their act, and they all dress up and paint themselves all in blue, so you can't distinguish one from the other, and they do this performance. And I got selected to go on stage with them, so that absolutely made my night. And the guys, like, smeared a smudge of blue paint on my face. I know it sounds really stupid when I'm just painting now, but...
Are you sure that's all he smudged on your face?
I am hoping so.
I'm sure it is, dude. They're pretty legit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I'm trying to find a funny soundboard to just interject in here, but it's not working very well.
Did you record it?
Did I record that? No, I did not. I have a picture somewhere. I also get to write the article for that for my paper, so they accidentally picked the guy that's in the press. I thought that was kind of funny. There's also the one guy there that didn't pay for his ticket, so.
Yeah, speaking of recording, I heard you and Patrick are having a vlog war.
Kind of. I don't know. I've yet to receive a response for the video blog war. I just kind of flicked him off and lit my finger on fire.
I know, that was awesome.
It's amazing what you can do with hand sanitizer.
Oh boy.
As dirty
as
that. Yeah, that did not mean to sound dirty.
Oh my god. What about you, Derek? Says what's new with you and your new car? Well, of course you're already talking.
Oh, it's funny. More other people are excited about it than I am. I don't think that's good or bad, I guess, but I don't know. Like, it's not that big a deal to me, but everybody gets excited about it, but I'll enjoy it when the weather is nicer. Like, I'm not a winter person, so I get depressed easily in the winter. But other than that, all I've been doing is working. I went to Denver Wednesday and back for it was like a 12-hour trip, so that went well.
Yeah, thanks for the notification.
What do you mean?
Yeah, you didn't even tell me you were going.
Oh, I'm
you
sorry.
You live in Denver?
Man. I don't live there. I just went there for the day for investment stuff.
Drago, you live in California. You wouldn't have seen him anyway. I don't understand what you're angry about.
Yeah, what are you mad about?
Well, you didn't let me know.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes,
next
Mom,
time I'll tell
you
when I go out of town.
Yeah, I ain't getting no email. I ain't getting nothing on my wall.
Email and I aren't very effective. Like, I get so many emails for work, man, that I'm just like, you know what? My buddy sent an email. Well, I'll just skip that one.
Yeah, I had to read people's newsfeed just to find out that you were gone. I was like, what the hell? Where's Debon gone? He didn't tell me anything.
Yeah, but you haven't been around on IGN as much.
You're yes, like, I have.
Oh, well, the newsfeed sucks. What do you want me to say? That's what the bottom line is. Like, yeah. The newsfeed is atrocious right now. Like, IGN is not in good shape.
Well, that's true, because I posted some blogs, and I think because I didn't think people read them, but until I went to my blog, and all of a sudden I see like 30 people were on my blog, and I was like, what the hell? How come I didn't get any notifications?
Yeah, I know they're working on it, but it really makes me not motivated to go there except to post a status. So that's about it.
Yeah, and then you got the Facebook group, which is nothing but, like, there were literal titties in the Facebook group the other day. I thought that was kind of funny. Like, bare-ass titties.
I'm not part of that anymore.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
So I'm not a big Facebook person. Like, it's funny because I have a ton of people on there, but I don't use it much.
Oh. So how'd you get kicked off the Facebook group?
Yeah.
You didn't know. Everyone knows that story, man. Like,
I don't know. I don't have a Facebook.
I didn't hear your side of the story. Not very much, anyways.
Well, I called angry out on something, and people got upset, and then I wasn't in the Facebook group anymore. It's pretty much the bottom line.
That story.
Yeah, I guess I don't want to piss any more people off, so we'll avoid that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it's not a big deal to me. I mean, I hope people that are in there have fun. Like, I don't need to be in there. It's not a big deal.
All right.
So, Drago, Irish girlfriend.
Irish girlfriend. All right. Yeah, let's talk about it. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Well, this was, like, 5 months ago, but I might as well tell it. I might as well tell it since it's St. Patty's Day, which is my favorite holiday, and also a very unspecial day. My birthday is coming up.
When's that? The same day?
It'll be March 16th.
Oh. How old are you?
I am 28, going to be 29.
All right.
Yes.
Good. You're not ashamed about it yet.
No, I am not. Once I'm 30, it's over.
Well, thanks. I just turned 30, you jackass. But I understand. I was not excited about it until it happened and I had no choice. And then I was like, oh, okay, well, I'll just accept it.
Yeah. Well, the good thing is I don't feel 28. I feel like I'm like 15 because I don't act my age.
Yeah, you don't.
Yeah, see.
Is that bad or good?
It's a good thing, actually. I don't even look my age, by the way, as well. So that's to me, that's a very good thing because when I'm 40, I will look 30.
I don't know what I look like. How old do I look?
You're age 30.
Thanks.
Yeah, no problem. That's what friends are for.
I know.
All right. Okay. Yes. Well, this is when I had a dating site, and so her name was Christy, I believe. I forgot her last name, but it was very Irish.
I wouldn't put her last name out there anyway.
Well, I was saying it was very Irish. So
O'Bannon.
O'Bannon.
O'Reilly.
O'Reilly. Yeah, this is Christy O'Reilly.
Christy O'Reilly.
Right. Yeah, she was. Okay. Anywho's. So yeah, like she was cool and all, and she did have the Irish accent, which was very cool. And like, of course, again, it was false advertisement. Oh, I met her. Yeah, her stomach was bigger than her tits.
Did you spray her face with your Irish cream?
Yeah, and she had no ass. And I was like, great. That's what I was hoping because I remember Debon saying like, oh. You know, it's false advertising. You know, I was like, yeah. And so yeah, like, of course, she did drive. So, of course, she was the one doing the driving. And so, and what turned me off mostly was that she smokes. And, like, I don't know, that
kind of. Oh, not the stomach sticking out further than her tits? Because that would have been my first. That'd have been the first thing that I'd have been like, okay.
Yeah, that's the first thing, too, though. And then after, like, she took out a cigarette and started smoking, like, I was like, oh, that's even worse.
I think she was just hoping that you wanted to just do the dirty and then that would be it. Because she doesn't seem like long-term type material.
I'm telling you. Irish cream. There's a joke about that somewhere.
I do not want to touch that shillelagh. All right. And so, yeah, we went to the movies. I think we went to go see Cowboys and Aliens because she never seen it. So I was like, all right, let's go see it. And so I did kiss her. Like, she was a good kisser, but then I kind of...
God damn it, Trigger.
Well, it was gross, though, because I tasted all... It was mostly all cigarettes. So basically, it was all ashy. It was all, like, ash. Why?
Something? Yeah, what provoked you to this? Everything you said about her was like, no, I wouldn't touch her with a 20-foot pole. The next thing you say is, so we were making out in the back of my car.
Well, it's like a park car, but yeah. Like I said...
I want an answer to Sam's question, though. How did you get from point A, I'm not going there with a 20-foot pole, to point B, my tongue is in her mouth?
Oh, shit. Well, of course, one word is desperation. So, and plus, I haven't gotten any action for, like I said, 4 years, and soon it'll be 5 years in August.
I think you might need to stop tracking that because it's definitely affecting your mind. And I'm not being mean, but, like, you are putting, like, who cares, dude? Like, it's all in the past. Like, every
day. Don't you live
in
Los Angeles?
Yeah, I know. That's why I
find a fat girl in Los Angeles.
Well,
I didn't think those existed.
Oh, she doesn't live in Los Angeles. She lives in another town. But, of course, yeah, almost like near, of course, the city of Norwalk. Of course, nobody knows where that is because no one lives in fucking Los Angeles. But probably some people do. But anyways, yeah, but that's what happened. And
it might be at some point.
And so what I did was to make her not call me or not, like, see me again, which I just said, I just used an excuse. I just pretended like, oh, well. I did like a fake story where like, oh, like I was cheated real bad and, you know, I don't know if I can move on.
You pushed it out of that too.
Yeah.
You're gonna man up for yourself at some point. You're like, God.
No, that was a fake story. No, I used a fake story. I didn't use a real story.
Yeah, it's called pussying out to a person you'll never see again anyways.
Yeah.
Whose stomach sticks out farther than her tits and breath reeks of cigarettes. You can find some real winners, man.
That's the problem with the whole online thing, though. Like, you just don't know.
Exactly. You don't even know if that's their real picture or not.
That's why you just creep them on Facebook. It's like meet some girl somewhere, and then, like, I've done this before, even though I'm probably ashamed to admit it. Spend, like, 3 hours trying to figure out what their last name was because you only got her first name at a party. So, like, creeping on Facebook for hours at a time at night, like, looking at pictures, like, was that you? No, I guess not. And then by the time you find them, they're so creeped out by the fact that you found them that they don't ever talk to you. But yeah, it's a little personal advice. Don't do that.
Yeah, that's funny.
This was.
Was that from Tommy Boy?
Yeah, that was my email notifications sound. No, you know what's funny though? I'm looking at my old email because it's telling me like my perfect matches are. Like it tells me here in the United States where mostly are my perfect matches are. And it's freaking hilarious. They're not even near me, by the way. They're okay. These are states, states or cities, whatever they're in. It says this is what the email says. It says your best matches are in 1, Arkansas, 2, Alabama, 3, West Virginia, 4, Oklahoma, and 5, Mississippi.
Wow, they really have you pegged for a redneck.
Yeah. I said, and they're saying that your worst states. Are Massachusetts, Oregon, Minnesota, Alaska, and Wisconsin.
Alaska. Like, anybody gets any action up in Alaska.
I'm like, Alaska? Are you kidding me? I'm like, yeah, there's
a lot of pants. You're going to find a fucking beard down there.
You're yeah. not missing much. Like, I worked in Boston for a while, and I don't like that state very much. Massachusetts, I mean, in general, but Boston isn't very cool.
Boston is the state, let's be honest.
Yeah, pretty much.
To it,
and then you got Springfield because the basketball. Ooh,
Springfield,
team. Springfield, Mass, baby.
Sorry, it's the Simpsons movie.
Oh wait, there's more. Wait, it's for countries. So my best result in countries,
Sweden. That's where the bitches be at.
It's Mexico, isn't it?
No, it's not.
Why is everybody laughing? I was serious.
Because I'm Mexican, so you think all the good ones are in Mexico? Just to be honest, no, they're not.
I love Mexico when I go.
Anyways, my best results in countries is, oh my god, Philippines.
Oh, well, it's the same thing.
Russia. Estonia.
Oh, there really is a place?
Yeah, Estonia. Lithuania? I don't know how you say that name.
Lithuania.
Lithuania, sorry. And Malaysia, or I don't know how you say
Malaysia.
That name.
Malaysia.
Malaysia?
Really?
Malaysia. Yeah, they say that's my best results in countries.
What's your worst?
My worst America? Is... my worst... my worst is in Japan.
Okay, I can see that.
Well, I'm like Asians, but by the way, so... Switzerland? Belgium?
Ah.
Belgium?
Fucking you over on that one.
yeah,
Switzerland Belgium. Is good time.
Yeah, yeah, all the hot girls are in the Netherlands.
I know, so they're saying that's my worst of not finding chicks.
There's only four worst or five?
Hold on. There's, okay, Belgium?
Yeah.
Yeah, they say that's the worst. And Germany?
You're not missing much.
Yeah.
And Turkey?
You're not missing anything there.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, this is so stupid.
I made a dating profile for my friend and made it just as slutty as I possibly could and then linked to her actual email address and phone number.
Oh, wow.
I don't remember what she did to piss me off, but she woke up the next day regretting whatever it was.
Man, you're an intense individual.
Yep.
Oh, it happens. Oh, that's funny. All right, how about let's get to the questions? I think everybody wants to hear those questions.
I don't think anybody wants to hear the questions, but we can ask as long as we don't do another like survey.
You should ask a bunch of questions online or look up something that has good questions online.
I tried that last time. It didn't work quite so well.
Oh, yeah. We did the last podcast, and it didn't go very so well.
Okay. You're doing like a survey half the time. And
yeah, it was like a survey.
All right, my bad. I obviously didn't listen to that podcast. So.
No, you didn't because it get posted.
Oh, I was going to say.
Well, be glad you didn't listen to it or else you would have died.
wouldn't be the first. All right,
so question away.
All right, they're decent questions. I looked over them, so they're not like really stupid questions.
No question is stupid.
Yeah.
I'm going to go against that because I've seen some of my IGN questions, and a lot of them fall under stupid.
All right, this is from Gonjolio. He says, if Batman had a baby with Wonder Woman, what kind of superpowers do you think it would have?
I don't know anything about Wonder Woman, Batman, or comics, so I pass.
Sam?
Isn't Wonder Woman like a super... I don't know. I don't know anything about Wonder Woman at all. I can't imagine Batman's kid would be very successful, though, because, I mean... Because superheroes don't have parents. So how does that even work? Like, every superhero is an orphan.
True.
So Batman would be killed, and then there'd be no more Batman or Wonder Woman, and the world would be a worse place because of it. Don't have kids if you're a superhero. Just public service announcement there.
Yeah. Well, of course, Wonder Woman has super strength, and, of course, Batman is smart and rich, and that's it. And
it has
so,
no fucked superpowers whatsoever.
Yeah, it has no superpowers at all.
He's the parent that you're waiting to die so you can get the inheritance.
Well, yeah, there you go. So we kind of answered his question. So sorry, Gonjolio.
Another public service announcement. I think I talked about it, but I learned this morning that the Adam's lemon extract is what it's called, has an 88% alcohol content, and it's designed for cooking. But wow. They sell it to minors, as I accidentally learned while buying baking supplies. And I made some tea this morning and decided that it'd go good with some lemon without actually knowing the alcohol content fact. And felt a little bit funny after drinking my tea. So I go back and check the box and discover that the stuff that I put in it is loaded with alcohol, surprisingly. Wow. So interesting little fun fact. If you're underage and have an extremely strong desire to get wasted for whatever reason and a probably unhealthy way, Adam's Lemon Extract. Smiling and sheen.
Yeah.
Dang. The things you not, know.
Yeah, not that that benefits either of you old men either way, but...
I've never had a drink in my life.
Of course not.
All right. From a lady. Erica Cax, the zombie queen.
You can call her Erica, I think.
I'm sorry, D-Bone. You want to take over? You want to answer the question? All right.
No, probably not.
All right. Teenage Mutant Turtles, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, or Power Rangers? Why and who would you guys be and why?
I've got balls of steel.
That wasn't the question.
Okay. I got it. Who would we be, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles or who?
Or Power Rangers, why, and who would you guys be? So basically, if you pick whatever, like, which one whatever you want, then which character would you be?
I always thought it was funny that there was something called the White Power Ranger, and you could segment those words out to make him extremely racist, so that'd be a fun one. And also, the Power Rangers are their color. Like, I saw the little chart on the internet the other day that said Power Rangers are forever destined to be their skin color, and the yellow one's Asian, and the pink one's a girl, and the red one's a Native American, the black one's a black guy, is the funniest thing in the world.
Wow.
That's what you
I
get
don't like weird. Power Rangers, so I guess I'm fully racist in all regards. I like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and I would be Donatello because purple is my favorite color.
I've got the Ask Men Top 99 Women of 2012 pulled up. Who do you think number one is? You're going to be wrong, by the way, but who do you think it is?
Yeah, because I don't really pretty much keep anything, but I don't know.
No guesses at all. It's Sofia Vergara, who is the Latino mom from
Modern Family.
Yeah. How'd you know that?
Because I'm Mexican. I know who she is. Not kidding.
He beats off to her all the time.
Wouldn't. She's not that great. Number two is Kate Upton. There we go. That's better. She's the Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover model, which is another one of my tabs that I pulled up to talk about. But I don't really know what there is to talk about this, other than damn, she's hot. Click.
Boobs. Yeah.
Right.
What about Olivia Wilde? She's not on there.
Wilde.
She's like in the top 10, I think. I like Olivia Wilde. She's awesome.
Adriana Lima for the win.
Okay.
Forever.
Funny. Is that all the questions?
That's it. I have all the questions.
There's got to be other questions. I got asked dumb questions, I think. I don't know.
Oh, like your question? Why is my poop color brown?
Because you haven't been eating enough
corn. I didn't say mine. I said, why is poop brown?
I don't have an answer for that.
It depends what you eat.
Oh, well, okay. Now we know that yours might not be brown sometimes.
It's sometimes green, by the way.
Jeez, all right. New topic. I had no intentions of answering the stupid question that I once asked.
Well, you want me to ask the question, so I'm answering it.
Okay, fair enough. Touche.
Oh, yeah, see, there you go.
Are you trying to say I told you so to D-Bone?
Yeah, exactly. I told you so.
Wow. Looks like I got new flight plans next week to go rearrange someone's face. Do you have a sister, Josh?
Yes, I do. And move on. No, just
kidding. What's her name?
I'm not going to say her name. I'll say...
Sam. Sam, do some Facebook work and find her name.
She doesn't have a Facebook, and she's not into the Facebook.
Dude, I'm fucking joking with you, man.
I know. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I would
be good enough.
I'm kidding.
So is she hot?
I don't know. She's my sister.
Did the dating site recommend her?
I'm having fun with the soundboard.
I'm like very overprotective over her because even though she's older than me, but I'm like overprotective of her.
Oh yeah. Wait, how old is she?
She's like a year older. She's 30.
Pass.
Uh-oh. Pass.
Pass.
D-Bone only goes for the young ones.
That's true.
What's yours? Yeah. A half your age plus 7? So 15 plus 7 is 22. I mean,
that's,
I don't want
to
just completely...
I usually go like 4 to 6 years younger than me.
That makes sense for whatever reason. I don't know.
That's just the way I like it. I've gone on a few dates with older women, and I haven't really enjoyed it.
Older women's awesome. What are you talking about?
That's fine, man. You like what you like. I like what I like.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
You like fat Irish girls.
Yeah, that smokes all the time.
Hey, it wasn't my fault, all right? It was false advertisement.
Still don't know why you're just wandering the streets of L.A. trying to find a date.
Yeah, you're putting seriously, way too much pressure on yourself.
Go find the guy that picks up all the failed actresses that go into porn and start your way from there.
That would work.
Well, good luck with that. Yeah, it probably would work, but I don't know if it's your best way to find a nice, stable, young woman.
Oh, is that what we're going for?
Yeah.
Never mind, then. Sorry.
No, it's
fat right. Irish chick might be the most stable of the bunch, though. like, stable gravity-wise.
Oh, my God.
Most deaf.
Hardest to knock over. All right, sorry. Jokes are falling flat now.
So we don't have any questions? Like, any more other questions?
I think it's better when you tell us your stories and then we tell you what we would have done differently.
Yeah, we have a lot of material. Where did Drago fucked up?
Yeah. Oh, the origins of Drago. I guess
anything else? What about stuff on IGN? You can talk about stuff from there.
Hey, shit on IGN.
We know it's broken. It's not working very well.
Yeah. I don't like talking crap about people on my GM because they're all everybody's cool that I'm talked to so far.
No, I'm not saying just like stuff that's going on there.
Well, my lady Wasteland made a new video and that was awesome.
Okay.
Never mind, let's talk some shit about people. This isn't working.
I have nothing bad to say anybody from about that. If I have beefs with people, I'll handle it. Wasteland, you really like her, though, eh?
Yeah, but she has a boyfriend, of course.
I know.
Everybody's telling me, too, like, oh, why don't you meet ladies on my IGN? I'm like, well...
Who the hell said that?
I forgot what Tom... Well, I have him on my Skype, but his name is Carlos, but I forgot his my IGN name, though.
Oh, no, don't say his name, then. I think I know who it is. Don't shut up.
Yeah, he's the one. That's the one he was telling me about. Like, yeah, you should meet chicks on my IGN. You know, you might meet someone cool or whatever. But I was like,
well, yeah, that can happen, but I don't think that's
the best way to go
about it.
Yeah,
if somebody has done that, I'm not hating. You do what you want, but that's just my opinion.
It's cool to just talk to them, but I don't think you know, like, if you're gonna like. Get to know more, like, I doubt that's gonna work because, like, they live, like, freaking really far away unless you're willing to spend, like, $500 on a ticket just to fly all the way over there.
You can't put a price on love, Drago, god damn it.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't. It's priceless. Yeah,
go tell that to the girl working the corner.
Yeah.
Man, where do you guys live? There is no girl. She'll tell you otherwise.
Well, she lives in freaking Australia, and I live all the way over here in California.
Well, yeah, I think you need to give up on her. She is a cool girl, but she's got a boyfriend, so, you know.
Yeah, I know. So I'm just cool with her, which is cool.
Okay.
Which I have no problem with that.
Okay.
Sex tip number 649, according to AskMen.com. Having a quickie in your car can be an incredible sexual experience. Just make sure you have enough privacy.
That's very true.
Does that bring any stories to mind?
No comment.
All my dates I've been with, I've done that.
I shouldn't be laughing.
These are the best.
Yeah, it's the best.
Keep going. Other than the fat Irish girl, I don't want to hear about that one.
That was a good story.
Yeah, it is a good story. Do you have any stories with good-looking girls?
Good-looking girls. No. Yeah. No, I do, but, like, they're really, like, sad, but I don't want to make people sad.
That's even better.
Dude, if you're happy, if you're a bigger person and you are happy, then that's cool. Nobody should be mad about that.
Right.
The last time he wasn't the bigger person.
Who?
That was a joke. Sorry, I gotta stop.
Is Sam cruising for a bruising?
I've been cruising for a bruising for quite some time now. Every day I'm consistently waiting for somebody to come put me in my place, but it has yet to happen. It doesn't help that my job is basically talking shit about things.
And being a smartass.
Yep.
What? They go hand in hand.
That's true.
Awesome.
I was waiting for a story about it, but I guess not.
Of course I'm not going to give details about that because no one wants to know about it.
Fine. Sex tip number 600 something. Put a blindfold on her to increase her sensitivity and her excitement. Ready, set, go.
No
stories about that one?
Haven't done that.
I haven't done that one either.
Wait, what?
Say it again, Sam.
No. I already changed the page. God, this is... Okay. Man, I'm out of things to talk about. I'm sorry.
All right, I can say that story. Well, okay, her name was Stephanie, of course. I forgot her last name, though. But, like, yeah, she was skinny and very beautiful, which is... I think that's the only, like, beautiful chick I have dated so far.
Scale. Number scale.
Scale? 10.
Okay, give us some perspective. Who's a 9? Go to celebrities that we know or people that we know.
A 9?
Yes.
Kat Dennings.
I don't know who that is, but okay.
Kat Dennings, she was in the... Well, she recent movie she was in Thor. She plays as one of the... She plays that chick, well...
Oh, is she the nerdy one?
Yeah, the nerdy one. There you go.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, I give her... she's a 9.
So, continue story.
Okay, well, so her name was Stephanie, of course, and, like, she went to my high school, but, like, we always passed by each other, but we never knew each other, so, and then, like, after a few years later, like, that's when, of course, MySpace was the popular one than Facebook back then, and so then we went out, and then she told me, like, oh, well, just to let you know, I have 2 kids, and I was like, oh, really? She's like, oh, yeah, I have 2 girls, they're, like, 8.
Escalated the relationship right there.
Yeah. So, of course, like, then, like, I really didn't care. Like, I really didn't care if she had kids or not. Like, I just care about, like, just me, her, and getting to know her.
Care about them goddamn titties.
Yeah. And so,
sorry.
And so, so I told her, like, oh, that's cool, you know, no problem. She goes, oh, okay, because most guys I date, like, they either, like, say, like, your excuse telling her, like, oh, you know what, like, it's time for me to go home, or did his, like, never speak to her again. And so I convinced her that I'm not those type of dudes because I'm a nice guy. And so she, like, said, all right, cool, whatever. And so and so she said she never kissed on the first date, but of course I did my own tricks, which made her kiss me on the first date.
All right, you have to go into detail. What are your tricks?
All of my tricks? Well, of course, you know, like, well, this is my trick. This is what I do. Okay, like, of course, I tell him, like, how, like...
Oh, no, I dropped my wallet and then lean over and just... Does this napkin smell like chloroform to you?
Yeah, let's see. Well, this is how I do it. Of course, you know, I get her hand, like, I just, like, hold it. And then I see what she does. Like, if she lets go or not, or she tries to move away. But she didn't move away. So then I, like, grab her hand, and then so I start to, like, scooch over a little bit. And
it sounds like high school all over again. I love it.
Yeah, it's basically like I'm basically doing, like, a high school tips thing again, even though I was, like, in my early 20s. And so then she starts to hold me, and I start to hold her, and then all of a sudden, like, she was the one leaning to me to kiss me, so I didn't go to her. And so because once you move, like, a little bit closer to her, then she'll probably think, like, oh, yeah, he's going to kiss me or I should kiss him. So, but she's the one who kissed me. So, and then so we went to her car, and then that's where all the magic happened. And then
all of it.
Yeah, all of it. All of the above.
So, Debo, what is your dating life like? I don't think that we've ever talked about yours too much. If you feel like going into a little detail there. If Derek's even still
sorry.
Here.
I didn't know I was on mute. My bad.
I was wondering why we hadn't heard you for a while.
I know.
Oh, I didn't... Oh, I'm going to have to watch that on here. My dating life is pretty dull right now because all I do is work and play video games.
But you got a fast car.
But I don't know. I don't think girls are that impressed by cars, to be honest. Like, well, I've heard all that stuff, but not the type of girls that I go after, I don't think.
What type of girl is that? What's your ideal girl?
I don't know. Like, I definitely, when I lost all the weight, I definitely went through that shallow phase where it was all about looks. And that's all I really chased for several years.
Get money, fuck bitches.
Not necessarily that, but, like, I like socializing, so I liked going out on dates. But there was a lot of girls that I had no intentions on calling for a second date. But I don't hook up on the first date or anything like that. It's not my style.
Oh, you gentlemen.
Yeah, I don't know. I like to get to know somebody, but I'm not, like, if people are all about just hooking up, like, that's cool. Like, I'm not against it. It's just not me.
I completely understand.
But yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm very picky, like, extremely picky with girls, so I don't go after them much. Like, it takes a lot to impress me.
And you say you don't have a type, which I don't believe.
Wait, say that again?
You told us last time that you don't have a type, but I don't believe it.
I don't like blondes much, usually. I'll say that.
Same here.
I definitely go for darker featured women for the most part. Like dark hair, dark eyes.
Black girls, that's what he's saying, right?
No, I've gone on dates with African American girls.
Being all politically correct.
What was that like?
I mean, I've never slept with one, so I mean it was fun. It was the same as anything else. I mean, it's not different.
To be honest though, like I can't. Well, I'm not racist or anything. Like, I'm nothing against black people, but I just can't. I can't see myself like dating a black person.
Same here. Like, I don't know what it is. I'm just not attracted to them. God, this sounds terrible, but screw it.
Yeah, I know.
I don't find them attractive. I guess, if that makes sense. I'm sure it's a thing.
There's
black girls.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that. I have friends like that, but I don't know. I don't. It's never been an issue for me, which is strange because. Sorry. I grew up in a town that's like 98% white, so, and tends to be somewhat racist.
I guess that's part of it. It's like what you grew up around, because I grew up in South Texas, and that's how maybe it is because of how I ended up growing up, or what you see on TV even is just full of hot white girls, and that probably affects your perception of what you find attractive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good point.
And then I end up dating a small blonde girl.
It's all right, man. I'm not saying they're not pretty or anything. It's just I haven't had great luck with blonde girls.
I understand. So. I bet Drago would have even less living in LA.
Yeah, well, there are white girls here, but like I only dated one white girl, but it didn't well, like it was cool and all, like, but I don't know, like she was kind of like weird,
kind of like talk like this,
yeah,
and everything with upwards inflection.
Yeah, well, for me, well, because, no, well, speaking of, well, black chicks, like, well, it's because most of my family members are, like, kind of, like, they're not, well, I guess racist.
Mexican.
I guess. Yeah, like, you know, yeah, but, like, my dad was all, like, oh, you better not marry a black person. I was like, geez, dad, I'm like, oh, my God.
I think that's more common from our parents' generation, though, because of what they saw go on and, like...
Uh-huh. My dad said I could date black girls, but they have to be classy ones. Not like, God, I sound horrible. But, you know, without actually saying it, I think I can kind of get my point across.
Ghetto?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I know.
Anybody that MC Hammer describes in his songs are people that I generally was not allowed to date.
Oh, my God, that's fine.
So, what's L.A. like, Drago? Do you like it?
I hate it.
You hate it?
Yeah. That's what everybody's shocked about. Like, oh, how can you hate L.A.? Like, you got the movie stars. You got the, you know, you got the Staples Center and all this crap. I don't know. It's probably because, like I said, you know, I'm not really enjoying my life so far because all the bad shit's happening. And then, like...
But that's not location-based, is it?
Well... It just that, well, because women here are like, all like fucking materialistic, where I gotta have a car, I gotta have my own place, and
I think that's just women everywhere, to be fair.
Yeah.
Most women want you to have a car and your own place.
No, because like, and then when I started talking to like other chicks from like online, they're cool. Like I tell them, like they ask, oh, like tell me about yourself. So I tell them, I'm a straightforward person, and I tell them about everything, and then they're like, oh wow, that's cool, like awesome, like. And then I write back saying, oh well, it doesn't bother you that I don't drive and I fucking live with my parents. They're like, no.
I go, which is because they're already on the internet in the first place. The internet weeds out all of the like. It kind of automatically lowers your standards by going to the internet. I know this sounds terrible too, but it's, by the time you're on the internet, you're meeting people that are like yourself.
Yeah,
exactly. That's what the internet does. So by the time you talk to people, you've already sent them through a screening process. So it seems like everybody's awesome, but the rest of the world isn't exactly a better place.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, Jerick, how's Chicago like? I'm doing some. Oh, what were you gonna say? We'll start with your thing.
No, go ahead. What's Chicago like as far as like what angle are you going for?
I am looking for places to like just seeing what the world's like. I don't know where I'm gonna end up living, and my as bad as this sounds, my girlfriend's getting offered a bunch of jobs, and since I want to be a journalist, I can work pretty much wherever. She is a dual major in finance and accounting, so as bad as this is, she will be making most of the money.
That's all right, man.
And she has a choice of working in like New York, London, L.A. I think Chicago is one of them, a couple cities in Texas, so I'm just figuring out where everything is and what everything's like.
Well, to be honest, okay, well, of course, Los Angeles is like, well, I'm not sure if Los Angeles is a place like that's expensive over here and all that, but like...
Expensive's not a problem.
Well, yeah, expense not a problem.
She comes out of college making six figures with her job.
Well, then LA's the best place for you. If you like it to be sunny, if you like it hot, and if you like beaches. You're the right. Beaches, not bitches. Beaches.
Sure, there's plenty of bitches, too.
Yeah, there's plenty of bitches as well. I was saying, if you guys like... Or like to see like the Hollywood and all that crap, Beverly Hills, and there you go. All
right, it's pretty much between L.A., New York, or London, but London would be later. Anyway.
Yeah, Chicago is awesome. Everyone I know that I'm friends with that's originally from Texas that lives up here now loves Chicago. It's just a little bit of a change in climate.
Well, everybody from Texas loves everywhere else. Like, I'm going to straight up, anywhere besides Texas is better than Texas. Unless you're, well, no, it's, you don't go to Texas for the land. You don't go to Texas for the sights and things to do. You come here for the people. You come here for the hardcore Christian, gung-ho Republican, gun-waving Southern personality people. And if you like those kind of people and you fall in with that group, you will love Texas. But I don't, so I don't much care for it.
Yeah, I don't either, so I probably wouldn't like it that much.
Unless you live in Austin, I guess, but...
I don't want to live anywhere down there.
Yeah, don't.
The only places I've been to are Arizona and New Mexico, because I have some relatives that live in New Mexico. Like, distant relatives. Like, I got,
yeah,
like...
you are Mexican.
That's all you've been? You haven't traveled any more than that?
Nah, well, I've been to Vegas. Does that count?
That's Nevada, so kind of. Nevada. Still, you're still out in the desert.
You've been to four states?
Yeah. I've been in, well, I got a country, which to Mexico.
That doesn't count either.
Yeah, you're Mexican.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, does Mexico count? Like, you can just visit it anytime.
Where in Mexico?
Well, I went on a cruise with my dad with
yeah, that's tourist Mexico. That doesn't count.
Well, you have to say like Escalera or something.
Like, yeah. Cabo San Lucas and another city called Mazatlan, which is a very,
what, are they tourist places?
Yeah, they're kind of tourist places, but they're really nice though. Like, really,
how many
nice
gunshots did you hear in one night on average?
Well, we didn't spend a night there because we just go there in the daytime and then we go back on the boat in the nighttime.
I went on a mission trip back when I was a super Jesus kid in Matamoros, Mexico, and there was definitely a couple of gunshots at nighttime there. Wow. Matamoros is like the poor place that's right below. It's about an hour south of the border from Texas, and it was kind of scary. I never went back.
My sister, she's a hardcore Christian, and she went on one of those missionary trips to South Africa. She said it was pretty cool.
Well, yeah, of course you're going to like South Africa. That's where all the white people are.
That is correct.
Yep. Which is right.
I think I've been more than two cities, but I.
Well, that's all right, man. So you're not a big traveler.
Yeah.
Probably should have put that on your dating profile so they didn't. Southeastern Hickville states.
You know what though? It's so stupid that the chicks put a whole bunch of shit on their thing. It says, "Oh, I like to travel. I like to golf," which is I think it's kind of like bullshit.
Call them bullshit.
Yeah, I'm calling them out. Bullshit.
I love cars and football. Nope. You're a liar.
Yeah, I like hiking. I like climbing on high mountains.
What else are you supposed to say in there? Like, I don't.
Yeah, I think everybody is kind of full of bullshit in online profiles.
Yeah, like hiking, really, and climbing, and what else? Traveling. I doubt they travel.
That's not judgmental or anything.
The Irish girl travels to McDonald's and the grocery store and gets
in the convenience store for some sins. Yeah,
to O'Reilly's Auto Parts.
You guys have O'Reilly's too?
Yeah, we got O'Reilly's Auto Parts.
We got it too.
Yeah, it's just like 10 minutes away from my house.
It's the one Irish chain store that I could name. I could not name another Irish store other than the O'Reilly's Auto Store.
I'm trying to think.
There's a bar in LA called O'Donnell. No, O'Donnell's bar. No, it's a pub. Sorry, pub.
I want to go to a pub. When I turn 21, I'm going to O'Bannon's, which is a pub around here. It seems like it'd be cool. I'm sure it won't be as cool as it is in my head, because I'm expecting like Boondock Saints level of drunken debauchery, but it won't exactly be that.
Yeah.
Oh,
man, my 21st birthday was interesting.
Did you remember it?
Most of it. And then people got some other stuff on film, which was probably not.
So it all came back pretty quick.
Yeah, it was funny. Like, nothing embarrassing. Well, depends who you're, what angle you're looking at it from as far as embarrassing. But it was fun. Like, my plan was, because at the time I was like 470 pounds, maybe somewhere around there. So I was like, everyone's in the fraternity used to do 21 shots on your 21st birthday. That was like the standard.
Yep.
Well, you know, that's just not good enough for me. So I was like, I'm going to do 42 shots because I'm twice the man.
Wow. Damn.
So I've been practicing.
How the fuck are you alive?
That wasn't even the most fucked up I ever got. I got alcohol poisoning once.
Wow.
It wasn't this night, though. But so I was like, all right. So, like, I warmed up during the week, and, like, I went out, like, every other night for, like, 14 days leading up to my birthday. Because the school I went to, the bar age was 19. So, like, you could go into bars at 19, but they expected you not to drink. You still had to be 21.
But it was, like, the honor code?
Yeah, it was the honor code. But then they do random raids undercover, and they'd bust, like, 50 people. And the drinking tickets there were $4.50, like, 10 years ago. So it was like a huge like political scam, obviously. But we didn't mind because it was worth the risk when you can start boozing at 19 instead of waiting until your junior year at 21. So I took full advantage and basically I went out that night at like 6. I ate a big dinner and I just did shot after shot like with all my guys, and a bunch of my friends from my hometown came and visited. And then I made it to 42, and I didn't stop. I got to 45, and then people had to carry me home. But I made it.
How many people did it take to carry you home?
Well, they just threw me in the back of a pickup truck.
Oh, my God.
It's like at 450 pounds with 45 shots of alcohol, I would not get anywhere near you. Yeah, at least you're not a belligerent person, because that's like the Juggernaut from X-Men or something, a drunk 450-pound dude.
The funniest part was, like, I was living at the house at the time, and we had a charity event going on where we were doing an all-night from 11 at night till 4 in the morning, like an all-night pancake breakfast for donations for St. Jude's charity. So, like, I go home from the bar at like 2 in the morning, there's this huge line outside of our house. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? I just want to go to bed.
Do they need 42 pancakes?
Then. But then everybody got out of my way in the line.
Yeah, and go figure.
Right to like the front where all the food was and just like grabbed a handful of pancakes, dipped it in the huge bin of syrup and just ate it. And then my buddy that was also drunk dumped the entire hot tray of syrup on himself after he took his shirt off. So it was pretty funny. Like, we ruined the whole pancake breakfast, but everybody was so entertained that they still donated, so it worked.
All works out at the end, I guess.
But oh god, that was, and then the next day I woke up and I was fine, no hangover or anything. It was amazing,
man.
Some about pancakes and syrup that does the trick.
Sweet.
I don't have any cool stories like that. I need to go live more in college.
Yeah. You do seem to sit behind that computer a lot. It concerns me sometimes. But you're only 20. I forget that.
Yeah, I can't be going. I can't go to a bar or anything. And I have a girlfriend, so it's not like I would be.
I never had that.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, girlfriend's kind of like, it's great. Don't get me wrong, because I always have something to do. But it's also like, it kind of kills your motivation to go out and do things, because after you've had a girlfriend where for a while, you realize that your only motivation to do anything was the potential of meeting a girl, or because of girls.
That's right, though. At least you change your behavior once you found one.
Yeah. But then you take that away and you're like, I don't have a problem sitting here and playing video games all night, because I don't care. Not really. It's not quite that bad.
I'm a cuddler, too. I love cuddling. That's the only time I watch movies when I have a girlfriend.
Oh, I don't watch. I play video games with my girlfriend. Let me clarify. I made that distinction because video games are me time.
Yeah. Kind of this. Well, I'm pretty much the same way.
I never understood the idea of, I want a gamer girlfriend. I'm like, no, you really don't. I don't understand that concept.
I do.
Yeah, you're right. Why don't you talk about your tattoo, you dumbass? Why didn't you say anything about this?
Just call them out on it.
Damn. Well,
you put all these pictures up of it, and then you're not even going to talk about it, man? It's like a life-changing event.
Yeah. I got the tattoo saying that...
Draco didn't have any girlfriends before.
Before my tattoos? Yeah.
How many do you have?
How many tattoos I have? I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
You've never counted them all before?
I don't count.
That's different.
Yeah, but I'm going to get more. I'm going to get sleeves on my both arms.
Okay.
So how many
do you have, Sam?
It's 0. Drago's making the conversion to straight up cholo. Go ahead and buy a lowrider wagon car, too.
Yeah, dude.
Shave your head. My motto, I saw this on the internet and I adopted this slogan, was you don't see people putting bumper stickers on a Ferrari.
Oh man. I would never even say that.
What I did on my 21st birthday, which my friends took me to a strip club.
Oh, I hate strip clubs.
You could do that at 18.
Yeah, but no way, I think I did at 18. I don't know. Oh, sure, I think I was drunk. But You know what? I think it was a strip club. But it seems like this different one, which is like a high class one.
Those exist?
Yeah, they do exist.
I don't think of a strip club.
It was a gentleman's club.
It was called, no, because there's one called a Spearmint Rhino, which is like, it's very like...
Risqué?
Risqué.
Yeah, high class. Is that like one STD as opposed to 8?
Yes.
Right.
So, yeah, like, no, but, like...
Do they have stickers on their nipples or not?
Nah.
Oh. Plus they were not high class enough.
Well, plus, like, waitresses were, like, topless while they're giving you the drinks, which was very cool. It's like, wow, thanks.
That's how they get tips, dude.
Well, yeah. Well, that's my 21st birthday. That was my 21st birthday. Like, I didn't get crazy drunk or anything.
What happened at the strip club?
You didn't get crazy drunk and you went to a strip club? Like, I can't even function unless I have, like, a brick of beer in me at a strip club. I won't go in the door. Like, I hate it. Because they always pick me to dance on, and I hate it.
No, like, when I turned 18, that's the only time I got, like, super drunk. when I celebrate my.
I didn't have one drink before I was 20. The first time I ever drank was my 20th birthday.
Same here, actually. Like a week after my 20th birthday, which is this year, I started drinking.
Yay!
I guess. Gosh,
you were a bad kid. No wonder why you're having problems.
To be honest, even though I drink, I don't always understand it. It's I'll be at a party and it's
that
like.
Much anymore.
Yeah, it's fun at parties, but it's not the greatest feeling ever, I guess. And I don't like being drunk. So, I don't know.
Well, I think at your age, it's cool to be drunk, but when you get to our age, it's not fun.
Yeah, it's not fun. I don't see why people like it. Like, being a little bit buzzed is like, okay, I'm enjoying myself a little bit more, and I'm having fun, and I'm a little bit more social than I'd have been otherwise. When you're drunk, it's like, I can't see shit. This isn't... I'm hungry.
Yeah, and plus that's like to me that's like kind of like scary, but and kind of like fucked up because okay, I got a drinking story. Okay, this was I was 20 at the time, and me and my friends just got out of work, so like I think it was like 10 of us. So we went to my friend's house, we drank and stuff, and so like I was buzzed. Like I promised myself like just to get buzzed, and that's it. Like I don't want to get drunk, like because I want to at least have a good time. But I got carried away because they were giving away shots, and so I took shots, I drank beer, and so...
It's hard to decline a shot when you get offered.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what stage you're at, like, do you want to do shots? And if some hot girl asks you, you're like, damn it, yes.
And that, I'll get to that soon. This is a story. And so I was talking to this chick, and, like, we were talking all cool, whatever, and then... And so then, like, all of a sudden we were talking, but all of a sudden, like... Once you start to get drunk, all of a sudden, like, it's kind of like the next scene, like, you're skipping a scene. All of a sudden, like, you're in this one place. You're like, what the fuck? Where am I? How do I get here? And so, and then all of a sudden, we're all talking about, like, different stories. And all of a sudden, like, when I was drunk, like, the next scene happened. Like, I was getting carried to a car. And I was like, what the hell? And so, where are we going? And they're like, oh, we're going home now. Everybody's going home. And I was like, oh, what the? Oh, really? Wow. And so, and then, on the way, like, I had a puke, and my friend, and so my friend couldn't stop, and she was all like, oh, just puke out of the car, and so, and we're on the freeway, by the way, and so I don't know how many miles per hour she was going, but it was, like, freaking cold, and I just started throwing up, and, like, all the wind pushed it real fast, all the vomit, and so, and then once she dropped me off at home, I got out of the car, and I kind of was, like, I remember it, but it was the vomit was all over the side of the car, and the car was white. The car was white.
That's terrible.
And so I was like, "Oh, I'm sorry, I threw up on your car." And then, okay, I'll see you tomorrow at work. And so I just and I was walking stubbly, and I tripped on the curb, and I got up. Man. Took me like 10 seconds to get up. And so I went home after that. And so the next day, all 5 of the 10 of my friends got super pissed at me at work.
Throwing up on the side of the car.
Because my friend told me, like, dude, he goes, dude, don't even talk to me right now. And I'm like, what? I go, why can't I talk to you? Well, because you were all stupid last night. I go, well, what did I say that was stupid?
Everything.
Yeah, yeah, he said everything. And I go, like, what? And he goes, well, because you're saying that your life sucks and that you don't have any...
You say that now anyway.
Yeah, you say that, like, every other day.
Well, yeah, I told you that. Well, that's the origins, basically. Anyways.
That's where it all started. You got really fucked up one night, and you're like,
oh, yeah, my fucked
my
up.
My life's shit.
And so he was... Yeah, so... He was telling me that I was saying that my life sucked and I have no friends. And he was telling me that, like, dude, like, we're your friends. Like, we care about you. And then I said, and I guess I said something like, well, you guys are not really my friends. You guys are just, like, people I talk to.
You bring this on yourself.
Yeah, you do bring a lot of things on
yourself. Yeah, so, like, I go, really? I said that? And I go, wow, like, I'm really sorry. And to be honest, and I told him, like, yeah, to be honest, like, I am going through some shit right now. And he said, oh, well, that's not the worst. He goes, do you remember that one chick that you were talking to for a while? And I go, yeah. Well, she really did like you until you started saying negative shit about yourself. And I was like, oh, really? And she's like, yeah, because you were cool with her for a while. And then she was coming up to me saying that, do you have a girlfriend? And I told her, no, like you were single. But until you started saying shit, then that's when she started losing interest in you. And basically it was like, oh, and then I felt like shit after that too.
And then started it all. We found it.
And then another one was, it was one of my other chick friends, and she got super pissed at me, and I don't know to this day what I said to her, because I went up to her saying, what did I say? And she wouldn't tell me. So to this day, like, we haven't talked ever since. And it's been like almost like 7 to 8 years, I think, that we haven't spoken. So that was kind of like my fucked up drunk story.
I've never been movie theater or like movie scene drunk. Like, I've always remembered everything. Really? I've had alcohol poisoning once too, but I didn't get to that point somehow. I'm still new to drinking, to be fair. But yeah, I had alcohol poisoning once, and I haven't drank very hard since then. And that sucked.
Yeah, it does.
I felt like I was going to die the next day. I'm like, just kill me. It'd be easier. God. I don't see how people drink so much now. After that, I'm like, why are you doing this to yourself? I like question people now and they get super drunk. I'm like, you're going to hate yourself tomorrow morning. And they don't. I'm the only one that happens to. Everybody else can drink heavy just fine and not feel it the next day.
Yeah.
And it takes a lot to get me drunk too, because I have a really high metabolism, which is surprising. I only weigh like 130 pounds.
Well, no, that makes sense, actually.
Yeah. Well, now, like, I just get to the point where if I start to feel buzzed, then that's where I stop and just chill. Like, I don't get, like, super drunk anymore because I don't want that shit to happen.
Yeah, I gotta cut. Like, I don't go out much. I was a machine in college. I went out 22 straight nights once in college, and I didn't go to class any
you
of those.
You sound like a machine. I can't. How do you have a job now? You spent your college just...
Dude, I don't even know. Like, I graduated with, like, a 3.9.
What the fuck? What was your major?
I have 3.
All the jobs?
I'm not a lazy student, man. Like,
no, I
work hard.
I guess you work hard and then go party?
Yeah, I just, like, I used to make my own spring break, like, an additional week of spring break after the spring break that the school would give us. And I wouldn't go to any class. University of Illinois.
That's not like a little community college, man.
No, it's a top 10 public school in the country.
Yeah, how the... You just got really lucky, I think.
I'm good at learning stuff that is presented to me. That's really
I wish I was good at learning.
But I'm not smart. I'm not the smartest person in the world. Trust me. Many people are way smarter than I am. I'm just good at figuring out how teachers work and then adjusting myself to what they want.
Are you just a people person?
Yeah, I'm a very good people person.
Draco's jealous instantly now.
Yeah,
Draco,
no.
I call you Josh. Why do I keep calling you Drago? I know you better than that by now.
Oh, yeah, you guys call me Josh. I don't care.
Josh and Derek. All right, cool.
You guys are my real friends and my friends in here.
Yeah, you guys are my real friends.
You're just someone I talk to.
Yeah. You guys don't have any plans.
Oh, my God.
Drago, I still want to meet you if I ever end up going to, San Diego. That's kind of far away, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Drago,
well, if
how
I end
tall
up...
are you?
So, me, I live in Texas, so...
No, I know you do. I said, how tall is... I know you're like 5'8", Sam.
How tall am I?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm 5'6", 7 on a good day.
Sorry. Dude, I'm a foot taller than you almost.
Yeah, I know.
That's crazy.
Drago, how tall are you? Josh, how tall are you?
I am... 5'11".
Oh, you're taller than I thought. That's cool.
Yeah.
You don't sound very tall.
I know.
You don't sound short, though. Neither one of you sounds short.
I was joking. I don't see how somebody sounds tall or short. Unless the short people are like, hey, guys, I was never seen it. And tall guys sound like, hey, man, how's it going? I don't think it works like that.
Yeah, you're right. Probably.
Oh, my God. Oh, you know what? You should ask Debo that question we asked on the last podcast. Because you were talking about, like, would you ever have sex with a midget?
No.
Not even just to test it out?
No. Yeah, I'm very picky about sex. Like, I just won't do it. That, I mean, you could tease the hell out of me, and if I don't want to do it, it's not going to happen.
It's like, there are many things D-Bone would not have sex with that are much more reputable than having sex with a midget.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's the best way to say it.
Oh,
but if you guys want to, I'm, it's fine.
Drago, well, we didn't talk about that last night. How you like doing bicep curls with it? And well, Drago gets whatever he can, so.
Yeah.
So long as she's got a cool accent.
Yeah.
He'll at least make out with her in the back of her car.
Nothing wrong with making out. I've made out with a lot of girls, but I don't have sex with a lot of girls.
See, I only dated two other girls besides the girl I'm with now, so. Is that Shelby?
That's alright, man.
So it's aww moments, but if there were a girl on the podcast. Yeah, I love her. She's awesome.
I told you to feature her in more of your vlogs than you, but I was I was kidding. Sort of.
She kind of knows about my IG and stuff, but she doesn't. She's not very active in it. She started reading my blogs today, and the first one she read, like, which is terrible for me because I'm a super nerd in all my IGN blogs. The first one she read was one of my blogs about indie games, and she's like, I never thought of it that way. I actually understood that. And I was just shocked that she even partially understood what I was talking about.
Wow.
Awesome.
Yeah, she picks up on things really fast.
That's good and bad.
Yeah, exactly. It's bad because I'm always overclassed or overshadowed by her.
Except yeah, I like being dominated by smarter women, though. It's fun.
It's good when you're the fun person. Like, our relationship's divided to where she does the thinking and I provide the fun.
Yeah, that's what I'm after, too, to be honest.
Is that not what all men are looking for?
No.
Yeah, no. Most
men are looking for TNA, baby.
And most men like to be the guy that's, you know, bringing in money, being in control, and making the decisions. And,
oh, that, I don't give a shit about it. She could bring as much money as she wants.
Well, okay.
Well, because I'm never going to have a higher job than what she's going to have, so.
Drago, what do you do?
I'm a file clerk for a law firm, which is way better than my last job. Of course, I'd say like a million times at the Disney store. Yeah, imagine myself. Yeah, imagine myself, a 30-year-old man who's still working at a Disney store.
I don't think you've ever told me that.
Yeah. I used to work at a Disney store, and like it was like one of my worst jobs ever because you have to, they make you smile. It's no choice. You don't have a choice.
You couldn't show, you had to cover your tattoos, didn't you?
Yeah, I had to cover my tattoos as well. And so
Disney's apparently one of the worst companies to work for. Like,
oh, they are heinous to work for.
Exactly, yeah, heinous. And so, because and my manager's like, every time I go to work, even though I work just stock, like I had to wear one of those stupid red t-shirts, have my name tag on it, shape of a Mickey Mouse head. And the worst part was listen to all the damn music from stupid ass Hannah Montana and Jonas Brothers.
Oh my god. This is also, we're slowly unraveling the mystery of why Drago has no dating life. And all of it's leading towards the same place. Like, you never seem to make yourself a stronger argument for finding a girl.
Oh, God.
That's true. Which is sad.
Should come visit and just do, like, play-by-play through, like, an earpiece. Like, when you're out on dates. And, like,
you were, like, in a van. You've got, like, a camera hooked up your shirt.
What did you just say to her, dude? No. No.
She's a subject.
I think Derek could be a good wingman.
I'd get frustrated.
You'd be too like distracting. Like all the girls would go after you, Derek. With all your height and all your muscles and whatnot.
I think that's overrated too, but I don't know. I seem to get pretty good looking girls when I date them, so I don't know. Do they really like tall people that much more?
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Oh yes. I think I'm good looking, I think, and I'm short, and it took me a while to find my girlfriend. Like, girls don't go for short guys most of the time. My girlfriend is 5'2", so it works out perfectly.
Huh. I don't see, that's interesting to me, though, because you only see that side, and I only see the other side, and Drago's kind of in the middle, but he, I don't know how to categorize it, but Yes. Like, I don't know. It's interesting because, like, Sam says that, and, like, because I'm only tall, like, I don't have anything else to go off. Like, I obviously didn't do very well when I was obese with women. So, like, I have that to go off of, but that's more, like, that's different than tall versus shorter, you know, whatever.
Yep. It's like fat people usually have the funny fat people or the people that work their way out of being fat, and I guess you were the later one.
Yeah, like, I was a funny fat guy, and then I was like, wow, like, I'm going to die in, like, 5 years.
So like, that could also have been the alcohol, let's be fair.
Well, I know. It's funny how different I am now. Like, my habits are all changed, like, big time. So, but it never affected my life negatively. Like, I've met a lot of great people going out all the time. I worked at a bar. I drank while I was working. So, it was great.
So what was your worst job, Derek? Before I don't think that'd be the worst job.
No, though, but I made a lot of money bouncing. You get bribed at the door when people get kicked out and stuff. It's great. Worst job, I've had a lot of jobs. My dad made me start working when I was 14, even though he was rich as hell.
That's a good dad teaching you.
Yeah, that's debatable. Probably a bagger. I was a grocery bagger at Jewel when I was 15 for a year. That was my worst job, I bet, because I got paid dick and I had to put up with all the old people.
Did you double bag my melons?
I would prefer
ma'am, old. You didn't buy any melons, ma'am.
Well, what about the jars?
Yeah, they're double bagged, and I slammed them in the bottom of the cart as hard as I could. But yeah, that was bad. I painted for 2 summers. I worked for like one of those summer college painting places, and then they told me I couldn't go on the ladder anymore because it was a safety hazard.
You know, 450 pounds of you couldn't go up a ladder.
They're like, that ladder's only rated for 375. And I was like, I'm a gambler.
Drago, you might have to cut out the middle part of the podcast so we get to this ending conversation, because it's actually gotten good here. Just so you know. Anyway, go on.
What else have I done for work? I worked at a fishing store as a rod salesman. I was a fishing rod salesman.
Sounds dirty.
I know it does. I was good at a fishing rod. I was a good fishing rod salesman, though.
I can imagine.
Do
you ever use any like puns involving the word rod?
No, I'm a pretty clean-minded guy, unless I'm myself has been inserted into the person, then I talk dirty.
like
having
physically
sex.
Inserted.
Yeah, like if I'm fornicating, like, I can talk.
Oh, okay, making sure.
I get real literal. Let me see. I worked as a pharmacy technician for Walgreens for 3 years. That was fun.
How'd you end up with your current job then?
I went to school and then I went to grad school.
Oh, this is all before school?
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay. During school, when I was in college before, because you had to be 21 to be a doorman. So my first 2 years of college and my senior year of high school, I was a pharmacy tech. So that's how that happened. And then I did a lot of seasonal jobs. Like the painting was only in the summer when I was home from college. If I would like, I'd paint 2 or 3 days a week, but it was fun.
Yeah.
And then, I worked for a candy company that I can't mention because we had a settlement. For 5 years when I lived in Maine, and then now I'm in insurance fraud sales.
All right.
For the last 2.5 years.
So you had to put up with old people, but I had to put up with dumb bitches. I worked at a Hollister for a summer.
Oh my god.
Yeah, in my head, I don't know what I was thinking at the time, but I'm like, yeah, Hollister will be great because cute girls there all the time, and I forgot the part that cute girls are dumb as fuck.
Yeah.
So,
not all of them.
Yeah, all of them that went into that store.
Well, yeah. Exactly. It's funny because my most recent ex was a manager for Abercrombie, a head store manager when we broke up.
Nice. Well, that's a little different. You don't have to put up with the day-to-day like customers, but having to listen to someone describe to you the color of the shirt. Like, it's pink. Like, really? Like, everything in the girls' section is pink. What are you looking for? It's pink skirt. God damn it. It's the color of my hair. Your hair is purple, you dumb bitch. Oh my God. Like, just things like that. I wanted to snap at so many people at that job. It was better than my job as a janitor for my church. And I had to clean out the tampon garbage bag thing.
That puts that
in any perspective. One day we found a bunch of Smirnoffs in the trash can at my church. So that was a good day.
We used to find, like, cocaine on the sink and when we closed the bar and stuff. And
oh, man.
We used to find all sorts of nasty shit in the women's bathroom. It was not pleasant.
Yeah.
Syringes. Everything.
Wow.
Yeah. Where was this? Is this also in Chicago?
No, this was in Champaign, where University of Illinois is, dude. It's a party school. There's a lot of money down there, a lot of drugs.
Yeah. Well, the town's called Champaign, so that's a giveaway, I guess.
Champaign, Urbana. It just sounds like a party.
Yeah, it sounds like they've got money.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. There's a shithole side of town, though, too.
Mm. Like, well, every town's got a shithole side of town. Yeah, but, it's true.
I remember someone had sex in a dressing room.
Disneyland? Where are you talking about?
Yeah, the Disney store.
You banged in there?
No, I'm talking about someone else. Someone else is banging in there.
Oh, you should have banged in there. Great story.
Where's the weirdest place you've banged, Drago?
The weirdest place I banged? Well, like I said, I already talked about my old blog. Like I said, when I was going out with that older chick, it was in her kid's bedroom.
We can stop there. Sam, you.
We were on vacation kind of with their parents, and we were at the house with their parents, and we were in the room right next to where her mom sleeps, and she was the kind of girl that if her mom ever found out, we'd be just royally, like, our relationship would be over and her life would be over. So that was interesting, because it's like you're like practically muffling her with a pillow trying to not make too much noise because you're right next to your parents and you're just dead if they find out.
Shh,
I don't know. I was
over.
Yeah, right. It's like a
dude, screwed. I am so loud.
Yeah, I don't know what prompted us to do that. It wasn't like a picture Drago's going, like beating his chest and shit.
D-bone bang!
Oh my God.
Pretty much.
Everybody thinks I'm like this superhero type person. I'm like,
no, that's just what we want you to be.
Oh, okay, good. Because then I can't live up to it.
Yeah, when you're about to finish, you're like, D-bone smash!
Oh my God.
And scene.
Right.
Oh, shit.
Oh man.
So yeah, so that's the most intense and weirdest place you had to do it.
Yeah, I guess that's not too bad in retrospect. But
oh, it is, dude. If you get that's part of the good feeling.
That was the dangerous part. Yeah, dude, that was dangerous fun. I don't know why, but I don't know what prompted me to do that. I don't know why I didn't have enough self control to be like, we're only there for like a week. I guess theoretically I could have just waited, but eh.
Self control, dude. I can't wait 10 hours.
Yeah. So all right, your turn, Derek.
Oh, God. There's a lot to go on. I'd say on the dock, a dock of a lake, but I got a splinter in my ass, which is... no, I'm dead serious. Like, it wasn't your typical, like, easy picket. Like, this thing got, like, wedged up in there bad, man. And I was like, no, this doesn't feel good, but other things felt good.
Like,
so I just kept going with it. But yeah, I spent like 15 minutes trying to dig that shit out of my ass cheek.
You're like, ow.
Yeah, and the good part was already over, so like I had nothing to look forward to after that except a sore ass cheek.
So why were you sitting on the dock? There's ways of doing that standing up or something. I don't know.
And plus, you're a tall dude.
Yeah, that's part of the challenge sometimes, man. It takes some options away. You know, like...
So what situation... So how'd you end up with having sex on the dock?
my girlfriend and I had been fighting at the time, and I went to this, like, it was kind of like a guy's night that turned into everybody's girl showed up by the end of it, a cabin on a lake. And, like, we all invited them to come out, and, like, we went out there to talk because things hadn't been going that great. And then I worked some magic because I was horny, and good things happened until I got that splinter in my ass cheek. That's pretty much the story. But, yeah, that was because, well... Yeah, that's the weirdest. I've done it in a car. I've been walked in on. My dad's caught me 3 different times.
Oh, God.
But he was more embarrassed about it than I am, because I walk around naked all the time and I don't care. So So he was like, "Jesus Christ, Derek." And I was like, "Don't you know how to knock?"
He's like, "You think you would have learned the first time to knock on my door?"
And 2 of the times, he was staying at my place in Maine. And, like, I was nice enough to let him stay there. And he just opens the bedroom door at, like, 11 o'clock at night and expects me to be, like, not doing anything. Like, I gave him everything he needed. Like, I was like, "Here's the couch, bed, and the TV, and here's some food and drinks, and see you later." My work was done, and I got barged in on. But it's all right. He only saw the back of her. She was kind of pissed, though. But it wasn't mine.
I can imagine.
The lock didn't work. So, yeah, but he hates it when he walks in on me, and I just laugh.
It's probably why the girl doesn't like it, because you're just laughing your ass off while your dad walks in.
I mean, I don't like it for them, but I'm not them, so... And it's not their dad, at least. I'd probably be really upset.
That is true.
I'll probably be scared. Like, oh, shit.
I mean, you're not scared if you're Derek, though.
Yeah.
I'd be scared if I was the dad walking in on Derek.
Yeah, dude. I've had some interesting conversations. Like, one of my girlfriend's dads was a really small guy and was, like, trying to be, like, Mr. Tough Dad. Oh, my God, dude. He was, like, one time I was stacking wood with him out in the backyard, and he's like, "So you and my daughter have been dating for a little while now." And I was like, "Yeah, it's going pretty well." He's like, "Are you guys sleeping together?" And I was like, "Yeah, sometimes she sleeps in the bed." And he's like, "No, like, are you guys having sex?" And I was like, "Yeah." Like, "Really?" And I was like, "Yeah." He's like, "Oh." And I was like, "What did you think I was going to say, man?" "I didn't know. I just thought you'd at least lie about it." I was like, "Well, do you want your daughter to date a liar, or do you want her to date an honest man?" Ooh, so nice. He's like, "Good point." So
nice combat. You say
yes, nothing's going to happen to you otherwise. You're not, like, intimidated or anything. He's like, "Yeah, it happened."
He could have thrown a wedge, piece of wedge wood at me. Yeah. Giving me a splinter in my chest that time. No, but yeah, he definitely knew that it was game over from that point on. Like, "You're not going to intimidate me."
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But it was tough because after I broke up with her, like, he, like, saw me in the grocery store and wasn't too nice and, like, made a scene. But that's all right. So, yeah, he yelled at me, said I wasn't that great of a guy. I was like, "Okay. Sorry."
That's why I don't meet the parents when I'm going out with them. I tell them straight out, like, they say, "Oh, well, my parents want to meet you," and I tell her no.
Well,
I tell her straight out no.
Cynical.
Why? What for?
Hey, Draco, what do you like a daughter for?
Dude, you gotta understand, though, like, there's not many parents that are, like, when I was younger. Now it's different because the girls I date are, like, 24, 26, somewhere in there. But when I was, like, 23 and I was dating, like, a 19, 20, 21-year-old girl or whatever, like, they're not going to let their daughters go out with a guy like me at 6'6 and 270 pounds without meeting them.
Mm. Yeah.
So I don't always have a choice. Like, I've usually met every set of parents I've met when I picked them up for the first time. So I'm used to it.
I don't know. I I can't see myself meeting the parents.
Like, well, that's all right, man. It's not for everybody. I'm just a people person. Like, I'm in sales, so you meet all sorts of people you would never talk to in real life, and then
my current girlfriend's parents are Mormon, and my family's Baptist, so that creates a little bit of tension.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, it's kind of like they're gonna ask you, like, "Oh, so what do you do? What kind of job you work in?" And
me? Don't ask me that.
No, I'm saying the parents. Like, I'm afraid that's why I don't like meeting the parents, because they're gonna ask you, like, "Oh, well, so what's your plans in life?"
Yeah, ask me things like, "Do you drive a car and do you live in your own house?" I'd be like, "No,
no, I live with my mom." "Oh, well, when are you gonna get your own place?" "I don't know." "What do you mean you don't know?" See, like those questions, I'm like, "Well, I don't know. I don't know the future." You ask,
to
you
be fair,
tell
me. Those are perfectly valid questions that I would ask a guy that wanted to date my daughter. So. Just yeah. Fair warning.
Well, I'm not gonna have kids, so I already planned that.
I don't think
you should do all these things before you find a woman, because like you should find the woman and then establish like that you're not gonna have kids, because I don't know. Like you might meet somebody and they might want kids, and then you'll be like, "Oh, well, I love you and I want you to be happy, so let's have kids," and then you're gonna be like, "Oh man, I can't believe I didn't want kids."
See, I was on the fence about it, and my girlfriend now, who I plan on marrying when we get out of college, and I would propose to her now if it was an option, but we're waiting anyway. Yeah, long story short, it has to do with their parents being Mormon. But, so that's a kind of complicated situation there. But, yeah, I was on the fence about it, and she really doesn't want kids, and I started thinking about it, and I'm like, that means I get to drive awesome two-seater cars and have sharp objects in my house and live in an apartment, and it just seems like life seems so much easier without kids.
It is. Well, because... It depends on certain people, because it's to be honest, I am not
suitable for be a dad. I know this.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like a personal reason why I don't want kids, because I don't want my kid ending up like me, basically. Like, I want.
Dude, you're so hard on yourself.
No, because that's what I'm afraid for my kid. I'm afraid that my son or daughter is going to go through the same shit as me, and I don't want them to go through that. So for me not to let them go through that, I'm not going to have kids.
Like, go through what? Are you talking about a specific thing, or are you talking about your whole body of work here?
No, I'm talking about life, like going through the hard life. Like,
God damn it, dude. Your life is so depressing. It's so depressing that you don't want anybody else to live because your life was so bad.
Yeah, it's not that big a deal. Like, I've had a lot of adversity in my life, and I'm pretty fucking happy where I'm at right now. So
it's kind of like, you know, like, wow, like, say I actually do get a girlfriend one sooner or later, then, like, all of a sudden she's gonna tell me, like, "Oh, like, let's have kids." I'm gonna be like, you know, well, to be honest with you, like, it's been, like, so-and-so years. It's been, like, well, of course, it's been, like, 11 years since I've been single. And I want, since I have you and, you know, and my life's getting better, I want to at least enjoy it more. Because, of course, you know, all those years, I never enjoyed my life. So.
God damn it.
Have you ever held a gun to your head, like, loaded?
No, a knife.
I don't think you are kidding.
I don't think you are either. It's a sad part.
Drago, come on, man. Cheer up a little bit, dude. Smoke a J or something. I don't know.
Smoke a J?
Something.
Oh, drinking is my
outlet.
Yeah, if you smoked a lot of pot, it'd almost make more sense. Because you'd stop caring.
True. No, I used to smoke pot a lot, but I don't anymore.
Why?
Why?
I don't smoke pot, but in your situation, I think I might.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd rather drink than smoke pot.
No, drinking
makes it worse.
Drinking gives you belly fat, which you're trying to get rid of. We've talked about this.
Yeah.
Oh, what? Man.
No, I don't drink every day. I drink socially, so I only
take
76 months.
Exactly. With who? Me, myself, and I.
Socially on a video blog to all my internet friends.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
On podcasts.
I just drink my Jaeger. Take a shot of that after work.
If I didn't already know what you look like, I would think you'd be a little kid with, like, black long hair and wearing black clothes all the time and, like,
emo.
Stars in your wrist everywhere you walked and listen to fucking Blink 182 and. God, yeah.
That's funny.
I agree with D-Bone, though. It's getting late.
Yeah, I got a roll. I got some stuff to get done. I didn't mean to be rude, but I didn't realize how late it was.
You're good.
Alrighty. Okay. Alright, folks. I guess we'll see you guys next time.
Thanks for listening to the fucking mile-long podcast.
Hell yeah. You're yeah. dumber now.
Alright.
Alright, stay awesome. Drago, improve your life. Zeebo, keep doing what you're doing. You're pretty good.
Yeah, you're 100% good.
It's not always good. Don't trust me. I have my things.
Yeah, you just got a shiny new BMW. It's not always good.
Oh, rough life. I know. I know. I hear it all the time. All right, guys. Well, take care of yourself. All
right.
See you.
I wouldn't change that for the whole world. Not 1 minute of it. Now, Slanja. DNA!